Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Is your teenager going through the motions of life without solving problems or setting goals? Well, we'll talk about this and much more on this week's podcast, Teach Your Kids to Set Goals. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your question. So come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this is an educational podcast, not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, goal setting is a vital part of our lives. Think about it. If we live simply day to day, without aspiration, without trying to get someplace, our lives become dull and boring, and our mental health goes into decline. What are your current goals? Well, it could be about parenting better, or getting on a better financial footing, or getting in shape, or advancing your career in some specific way, your education. It doesn't matter. It just matters that you have goals, things you'd like to accomplish or get better at. Kids who don't have goals and simply go through the motions every day are far more likely to have mental health problems, behavior problems, and substance abuse problems. You know, some goals are about trying to solve problems. And of course, we'll never run out of problems. So the skill of defining a problem, identifying the causes of the problem, and then creating and upgrading strategies or solutions to the problem is a very important skill set. And if we teach and empower our kids to identify and solve problems, well, life will go well for them. Let's look at a few goal setting or problem solving areas to think about here. A common area is problems kids have with their schoolwork, right? Since the school year is now just starting out, sit down with your son or daughter and discuss the previous problems from last year and establish some goals and solutions. Don't let the conversation devolve into blame and scolding or youth defensiveness. Here's a mistake I implore you not to make. Last year, you were constantly on your teen to do their work, and they were constantly avoiding, misrepresenting what was done or needing to be done, and schoolwork was a control battle. So, starting out, your teen says, "Just let me handle it. If you quit bugging me, I can do it all fine. It's your bugging me that makes me mad, and then I don't want to do my work." When parents agree to this, invariably they're setting up a failure, and backing off just becomes another part of the control battle. Here is a way you can respond. "I too want to avoid fighting over getting you to do your work. You're right. It should be your job to make sure you do your work gets done and it gets done well, and you shouldn't have to fight with me. But telling me to back off is unconvincing. That's more the same from last year with poor results. Don't tell me, show me." If you are active in prioritizing your work, trust me, I'll get it and I'll back off. If you need support, and I'm sure you will, I don't want to find out about it by seeing you fail. Let me know so we can get you the support you need. If you own doing your work, I'll own seeing that and providing the support you need, not the support you don't need. Make sense? Okay. Here's another area. many kids will have social problems, health problems, mental health problems, and often these are related to each other. Sit down and discuss the problems and some ways to address them. Then make a plan with follow-through and accountability. For instance, let's say your daughter has social anxiety and depression and reports that all the kids are mean. And her way of dealing with it is to be in a chronically bad mood, eat junk food, and miss a lot of school because she's too anxious or depressed to go and watch YouTube videos. Talk with her about the problem of social anxiety and depression and how she can address them. Just a little research will validate good nutrition and exercise as two critical components of mental health. Then she needs to create a strategy for growing her social self. She or you and she can talk with the school counselor about where in the school she can build relationships. It could be in the band, the school paper, performing arts program. She doesn't have to act. It can be in set design or building. Or in any other part of the school community where kids interact because they have a role and a purpose. So your daughter should have a plan for how she can learn to engage socially, improve her social skills. Maybe she needs the support of a therapist or a book on developing social skills for teens. You know, my publisher, New Harbinger Publications, who published my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle, they have several books on teen social skill development, workbooks for teens. And so that can be something your child writes in and grows their skills with. Just go to New Harbinger's website or any online bookstore. Often, these youngsters can be pretty negative and can resist taking positive steps on their own behalf. Here's the kind of conversation you can have with them, or the kind of talk you can have with them. I know you're having a rough time right now. Adolescence is a tough time for many kids, particularly sensitive, introverted kids like you. You're a terrific kid, and you deserve to feel good about yourself. You don't need to be popular. You do need at least a few friends and the ability to make good personal decisions so that you can stay positive and moving forward. So let's look at the things that you can do that will make this school year a successful one for you. I need to remind you that any solution to what's going on now will mean challenging yourself. And whether it's working out, getting some exercise, or eating healthy, or joining a group or an activity, it's going to be a challenge. But problems deserve solutions. So let's work together to identify the problems and agree on some solutions. Make sense? So parents, if you show faith in your youngster, and if you are clear that they will succeed, and you insist on them taking action, they will take action, and they will learn and grow through their issues. So another area, parents can ask kids to set goals to provide real value in their family, such as cooking, cleaning, pet management, even childcare for younger siblings. Do not let this idea fall into that place where parents bug kids to do chores and kids avoid them. That's not what I'm talking about. Have an in-depth discussion about the need for their help, support, and competence in the family. Our kids, our teenagers and our pre-teenagers, are competent human beings, and they need to know that we value it. Decide together where they can add their support. And both of you need to realize it will be a learning curve. So it's not we send them off to do these things on their own, but learning to cook, learning to clean, even doing childcare with younger siblings all involve learning. So once you and your teen have decided on a goal, say, to be able to cook a family meal independently or clean bathrooms or provide gardening tasks such as weeding and trimming or harvesting, watering. Do the tasks together until they get the hang of it and can do them with increasing independence. If you tell a kid, go clean the bathroom, if it does get done, it won't get done well. If that's going to be their job, identify with them the six steps or whatever and go through them with them a number of times. And then once they're doing it independently, be sure to check on it after they're done. And before you give any suggestions for what needs to be done better, acknowledge the part well done. Make sense? And then there are general self-improvement goals for kids and parents alike. It's great to role model learning a new thing, maybe together, such as physical activity, yoga, watercolor painting, drawing, reading, vegetable growing. They can do something on their own just for themselves. You can do something on your own just for yourself, or you can do something together, or more than one thing. Then talk about how it's going, and it puts you and your child or teen in a positive place together. It's a way to be friends with your kids the right way. You know, not the being friends with your kids by winking and nodding when they do things wrong and then not holding them accountable. Yes, there's nothing wrong with being friends with your kids as one aspect of your relationship. Friendship is about sharing positive things together and supporting each other. Why can't parents and kids be friends? A number of years ago, when my older son was in his teen years, I started taking trumpet lessons, and I was enjoying it, at least until my teacher told me I needed to participate in a trumpet recital. That was mortifying to me, the idea of standing up in front of a group of family and friends of my teacher's students and playing a solo, which would definitely be and sound amateurish, was less than exciting to me. And my son Daniel, who was 15 at the time, agreed to accompany me on the piano, which was much more palatable to me. At 15, he was already a good jazz pianist, and I knew it would take some of the attention off of me, and it would make things generally sound better. And the project of putting a tune together was a fun activity for us. In that case, Daniel and I were, much as we are now 14 years later, friends. So parents, let's take it upon ourselves to role model and teach goal setting to our youngsters. Whether their goal is to solve a problem or to grow or invest in some aspect of themselves, it's the ability to set goals and take actionable steps on a regular basis towards those goals that invites health and an empowered, can-do attitude towards life. And isn't that exactly what we want for our youth? Hey, thanks for tuning in today, everyone. If you're enjoying the Healthy Family Connections podcast, do me a favor. Go to the iTunes site and leave a review. That way, you'll help other folks know they can benefit from it as well. And please remember, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.